This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I've already spent most of the first hour on the fact that big tech bit off more than it could chew. It sold out to the Chi-Coms, and now elements of our government that are half sane are moving against this clear and present, historically unprecedented danger. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree with me how big this is? And you have to know, we have to keep the heat on now, on the president, on Congress, on big tech with all this, because the Democrats are going to announce all these fake hearings that are going to divert off of that. There's so much more we're going to get to. We've got new developments in Russiagate. We've got filth dungeons in San Francisco where people pay to eat with rats that actually eat with them at the table. That's Fox News. I'm not joking. That report's coming up. We've got a huge pedophilia coming out of the closet. D-Day invasion is what I'd call it, or Operation Barbarossa. Unless, you know, they say the Germans, the Nazis attacking Russia. I mean, it's a big invasion. It's all over the news every day with major tech companies promoting love knows no age, which is a NAMBLA slogan. And so get ready to have a pot-bellied goblin at your door wanting to date your five-year-old son or daughter. And I'm going to hit that at the start of the next segment. That's something that is very, 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 very important. Also, John Bowne's in a really important report that is a brief history of Alex Jones, to learn what the globalists are afraid of. It's like a brief history of kryptonite or wooden stakes or holy waters or things like that to them. It's important to analyze what they particularly fear and why. We're going to be getting to that. You know, Beto O'Rourke has come out, we're going to play a clip of him, and said that we don't have enough migrants. We need more tent cities, more rats, more collapsing everything, more of the poorest people from Europe and Latin America brought in, and Africa, to further weigh things down. But he's also said that abortion is something that we really need to defend, especially partial birth abortion. So I'm going to go to this clip. Beto says that abortion, again, is just a wonderful sweetie pie situation. So we'll play that report, and then we will come back from break. But the real headline from the AmericanMirror.com is Beto plays to tens in tiny Tulsa room. He's pathetic.
The attack on women's right to choose, its connection to a maternal mortality crisis that we have in this country, particularly bad in some states, maybe also in Oklahoma, certainly in Texas, twice as bad for women of color. But it's not just safe, legal access to abortion. It's also the cervical cancer screening that a Planned Parenthood clinic will provide, or family planning help, or in a state like mine, refuse to expand Medicaid. Just being able to see a provider at all, that's connected to life or death decisions that are increasing the mortality rate and diminishing the age to which women live, at least in my home state, and I think by extension, throughout much of the country. In 2019, a woman on average is paid 80 cents what a man is paid for the same work, the same hours, the same value. A woman of color is paid 61 cents, a Latina woman 53 cents for what a man is paid. And this is in 2019. We still do not have robust protections for women in the workplace or in colleges or in high schools against abuse or against violence. You have the Secretary of Education, again, diminishing those standards and the funding necessary to pursue justice when somebody has been attacked or violated. There are many responses to this, from ensuring that any nominee that we make to the Supreme Court believes that the 1973 decision Roe v. Wade is a settled law, complementing that by statute, by working with Congress to ensure that no state can diminish that standard. Having a Department of Justice that will side with women every single time this comes up in our federal courts. doing this, making sure that in our administration, we do the campaign work necessary to ensure that we ratify the rights amendment. So in the
they have not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's what people out here know about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Dancing Queens. That's the name of the show that's now been renewed in second season on Netflix. It's all about your sons being taken at age 4 or 5 and put in a girl's outfit and told they're a girl, and having gay men teach them how to shake their ass. And little girls are involved as well. So, we also have the left, from Gloria Steinem to Miley Cyrus, celebrating abortion and fetishizing it and talking about how sexy it is and how good it feels, and you know, weird Vice videos of women having orgasms while they have the deadly procedures, the dangerous procedures. Miley Cyrus celebrates abortion in bizarre new promo, Abortion is Healthcare, and then it's her licking a pink cake in simulated oral sex with a woman. That's right. They are indoctrinating systematically our kids. Drag Queen Story Hour proceeds despite parent protest. And now in California, they're saying if you don't want to take your kids to school during this, you will be fined or arrested. You must go to the sensitivity training. You must teach your 5-year-old to sit on a 300-pound man with a big beard's lap. In some cases, who are convicted pedophiles. You couldn't make it up, ladies and gentlemen. And what does Fox News and NBC News and all of them, they joke down in Houston, they go, gotta get them while they're young. So, what is the latest up on NewsWars.com? Outrage after Snapchat debuts Love Has No Age filter for Pride Month. That's right. You go to Snapchat and they put a filter over your video that Love Has No Age. That is an actual NAMBLA saying. And I first learned about NAMBLA like 30 years ago. Howard Stern would have them on making jokes about actual NAMBLA members. And people that had published books about sex with children, and it was disgusting. No one in the UN had accepted them as a group, a civil rights group. I was in my first film, America's Story by Design, I made in 1997, so I knew about it by then. But Love Has No Age, North American Man-Boy Love Association. So the slogan of the pedophile organization is now a Snapchat filter for your children. And, of course, it's a nice place for the pedophiles to get in touch with them, I guess. That's up on NewsWars.com. You might want to get that out to parents, you know, and churches out there. Outrage after Snapchat debuts Love Has No Age filter for Pride Month. And women on Instagram and on Facebook and on Snapchat have been saying, this sounds dangerous, and they're being ridiculed. They're haters, you see. Let's continue. Netflix promotes pedophilia with drag queen indoctrination series. John Bowne did a report on this. It's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. I hope you get his report. We'll just air that report next segment. Let's go through some more of these. UK pays for transgender men to get pregnant. So see, it's all about what type of mental illness will we put up with. Women take male hormones, then they get pregnant, and then the government pays for them. So we'll pay to have your testicles cut off. We'll pay to have, but if women want to say they're men, but then they get pregnant, well, we'll just say that's a man having a baby. That's right. And I'm a bird. I can fly in the sky, or I'm a penguin, or I'm a giraffe, or maybe I'm a dolphin. But you're not a dolphin. This is the total assault. And they go into our children and they brainwash them and they teach them this. UK government declares that men can get pregnant too, not just women. Call expectant mothers pregnant people, the government suggests. That's right. Take the power of women away and just say pregnant people. Take your identity away. Men and women, you can't say men and women, which is the Orwellian Brave New World Huxley attack. Trans dad tells doctors, you can be a man and have a baby. That's right. You can jump off a 50-story building and fly without a parachute. Of course, you won't. You'll hit the bottom and die. But this is all part of just the sick insanity of weirdo freaks who the university systems promote. And then they get access to your kids. And then if you criticize it, you get banned everywhere by the big crazy tech giants. Because at Google, it's so insane with the drugs and the money and the jet copters and the power, with even mid-level people making $50 million a year. Literally, that's like low level. Little minions get $400,000 a year. You know, managers, $20 million a year. Kind of higher level managers, $50 million a year, $100 million a year. Just, you know, high level guys, billions a year. Hundreds of billions for the top people a year. And they go to these amphitheaters, and out comes the vice president in a golden dress. And he goes, I am a dragon female. And they go, you are a dragon female. There's transcripts of this. He goes, I am a beautiful building. You are a beautiful building. There are no pregnant women. There are no pregnant women. This is the cult takeover. And it's like, oh, liberal, happy, give us your children, have fun. Uh-huh, be inclusive. It's not inclusive. It's conquering society. It's taking over. It's scrambling everything. And telling people you don't need to have a future or be somebody or write a book or be a farmer or do something. You can just say you are a thing and everyone will worship you because you're this new, beautiful thing. But notice, they didn't tell us. Mainstream British government says we need to stop saying women exist. Stop saying mother and father on exams. Some folks don't have mothers and fathers. It hurts people to say mother and father. Don't say Jesus Christ and don't say mother or father. Everything else exists but that. Because the body snatcher, the counterfeiter, always removes the real thing. So, official NAMBLA promotions are being pushed on mainline tech forms and mainline video filters for children, introducing them to NAMBLA, introducing them to all this, and promoted Netflix shows, like the one we're about to play a trailer for, show stadiums full of people praising and worshiping little children, dressing up, little boys dressing like girls, girls dressing like boys, shaking their asses and worshiping this. Here it is.
First place.
During the day, I'm a business owner, I'm a teacher, and a mentor. And by night, I am the Grand Dame Diva of the South, Melissa Edwards. My plan is to conquer this country, one competition at a time.
Competitive dance, it's all about winning. Second place is for losers. We want first place.
My kids stand out of competition. They're products of me. Now, you can't come to Beyond Belief and have a flamboyant.
Okay, I can't watch any of this anymore. So, if you thought the child pageants were creepy and had an element of pedophiles in them and dead kids, you were right. This is beyond that. But don't forget, the very people involved with this show go to Louisiana city councils and they say, we're grooming your kids are ours, get out of the way, stand down. And the media praises them. We're coming, we're meeting with your kids, whether you like it or not. They're ours, okay, you understand that. Here it is.
Hi, my name's Dylan Pontiff. I'm actually going to be one of the drag queens reading for Drag Queen Storytime. So, apparently to a lot of people in this room, I'm the big boogeyman. I am just as talented as a singer or a dancer or anyone that has a special talent. It just mine is dressing up as a woman and entertaining a crowd. Huh. The eyes that people give you whenever they think that you are the one that's in support of this event is truly disgusting. But I'm here to let you know that this event is something that's going to be very beautiful. Huh. And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation. We are trying to groom the next generation to not see the way that they just did. And just because I said that, you heard the little plore of people behind me. It's disgusting.
I say, you're disgusting. He goes on to say that he works at a gay strip bar and is basically a sex worker. But he goes, but my time with your children will happen. I'm going to be with your children. They're going to sit on my lap.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain. But you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, I'm here on air. Been in this time slot for 22 years. Been on air 25. By the grace of God, and thanks for your support. Remember, when I thank you, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. It's like when you look at the blue sky and you thank God for the sky existing, or you bring a cold glass of water after you've been for a jog, you just thank God for it. You literally are the reason we exist and we're here. So when I thank you, you better understand, I mean it 1,000,000,000%. I appreciate you. And it's important you know how important you are to this fight. You're the most awake, focused, involved patriots on the planet. And you have changed the world. This broadcast has changed the world. So everybody from this crew to our stations to Matt Drudge to my family, to everybody, I just want to say thank you all, because things are rough, things are dangerous, things are dark, things are bad, but we're turning the corner, and fundamental things like free speech and control of our telecommunications, we're about to fight back to get, and we're turning the corner in so many ways. I want to open the phones up. Into the next hour, Joe Biggs, a former InfoWars broadcaster and informed fellow, will be joining us in the third hour to ride shotgun with us to discover the waterfront. But I want to open the phones up specifically on one topic, because I really value your ideas, your information. And that is this simple question. What do you think of Trump getting ready to do antitrust against big tech? What do you think of the EU coming in and saying they control the internet and can control our speech? That was announced today. What do you make of how we make sure this gets followed through on and how the left's going to strike back? I want your take on this. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. First-time callers is the first round. First-time callers, I want your take on how good this is, or how bad this is, or how exciting you think this is, and how you think the globalists are going to strike back. That's the questions that I've got for you, and I want to hear from you on that, because this is so incredibly big. If we don't have communications, we don't have anything. We're going to go to this report, not because it's about me, but because I didn't tell Bound to do this report, but because it's understanding why the enemy hates us, why the enemy fears us, and what it is we've been doing that's been defeating them. This is key research, and it's important, and we'll come back and take your phone calls and so much more. Here it is.
2 months before September 11th, George Bush signed it, ordering all FBI defense intel officers they would be arrested under national security violation if they stopped the Al-Qaeda terror rings in Chicago, Florida, New York, and New Jersey. The deputy head of the FBI...
Why would he let me give you the facts and you go check it out for yourself.
See the forbidden news at InfoWars.com. We need your support more than ever, so go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the best products that you need and help keep our reporters on the front lines in the fight for freedom.
The globalists had a strategy to put out in the last 50, 60 years of TV and movies, 70 years, just disinfo and pablum and dumbed-down garbage. But along came the internet, and the globalists were so arrogant that thousands of different individuals started shows on the internet. But I was able to get on talk radio on hundreds of stations.
We didn't play all of the cut from the Lear's Lear News Hour, but it says yes, black helicopters are being used for surveillance of the public by sheriff's departments and police departments around the country.
Wait a minute. What's your name, caller?
It's Tracy.
Do you want to hurt the squirrels and the golden-cheeked warblers and the deer and the salamanders? Give it. Give it to Frank Cooksey. Give it to this group here in Austin. They care, man.
All right.
What's your problem? They're doing a great job in the third world enslaving the people. The UN gives China awards for its human rights for women, how they tie little girls down to starve to death if they're not good workers. And I've shown it here. They're trying to help. What's wrong with you?
And I'm going to put the call out that you call the White House and tell them, look, we've seen the news stories that you've wanted to blow things up, that you have blown things up, and that you're saying that 4 million of us are going to die and we need martial law and the Associated Press. At one of your little drills you had. And that we're aware of who the terrorists are if you pull this. This can stop this Hitlerian Reichstag event.
Look, I can't deal with it anymore. I watch CNN sometimes, CNN headline news, and I'm not exaggerating with people. I'm not exaggerating with you out there. Literally, in a 30-minute newscast, because CNN headline news revolves every 30 minutes with new news, sometimes 80% of the stories, 20-something minutes of it, will be children. Children, 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 children. But it's not what you're going to do for the children. It's not what I'm going to do for the children. It's not what the local community is going to do for the children. It's not what the churches are going to do for the children. It's not what the universities are going to do for the children. It's not what the schools are going to do for the children. It's what the federal establishment is going to do for the children.
2 months before September 11th, George Bush signed it, ordering all FBI and defense intel officers that would be arrested under national security violation if they stopped the Al-Qaeda terror rings in Chicago, Florida, New York, and New Jersey. The deputy head of the FBI...
Let me give you the facts so you go check it out for yourself.
Anyways, Deputy FBI Director John O'Neill quit, released the document, and was dead on September 11th. Okay? And the document's out there. I had David Shippers on, General Parkman, all these people. It was just,
he died on September 11th.
Yeah, he died on the 24th floor of the World Trade Center. Okay. He had just been hired.
He was on the trade.
He had just been hired by the owners of the Trade Center right after quitting. He thought it was a great deal. He didn't see the full scope. The Rockefeller family, along with the Port Authority, owned those towers. And had just transferred it 2 weeks before the attack, but he'd already been hired. His first day on the job, he was taken out. He's the guy that blew the whistle preemptively. It's in the New Yorker magazine, just one of the 500 publications.
We're now here in Southern California at a little town called Victorville, where George Air Force Base is located. The Chinese have been attempting to acquire the Air Force Base, and we're told may still acquire it. But that's not going to stop them bringing in their slave goods from their over 30 million political dissidents and slave labor camps. Right here, this is the first, we're told by the workers, of 20 such wholesale markets where slave goods will be brought into the U.S. and sold at discount prices to retailers. So here you have it. No more middleman for the Chinese military-industrial complex to sell slave goods. They're actually buying up the land. And this, again, is the first of 20 such facilities to be built.
Then after they circled the wagons, put out Project Megiddo, 34-page report demonizing Christians, demonizing homeschoolers, demonizing jury rights organizations, demonizing Second Amendment and pro-constitutional groups, got to circle the wagons against those that would respond to what's happening now. They predominantly failed in phase one. Then they had the execution of McVeigh earlier this year to hype up the demonization of patriots once again, those that would resist this Reichstag problem reaction solution takeover.
And I was able to infect, to use Brian Stelter and the Clinton Foundation and others' own words, I was able to infect Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham. You tune into them now, they sound just like me. They're not copying what I said. They're now actually took the blinders off. They see exactly what I see. Interesting little smatterings of past events. All right, your take on Trump taking the gloves off, going after big tech and their monopoly, straight ahead. Stay with us.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life, make your own decisions, gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements for InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality by Logan Bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Strange days have found us. Strange days.
Please remember, folks, that I don't cover negative news because I'm trying to demoralize you or be negative. Good people, though, are in denial about how bad stuff's gotten. And that's my frustration, is that I get used to globalist propaganda, and once I've seen one piece of it, I've seen 100 pieces of it. So it gives me a headache in that I saw this video that we're going to play at the start of the next hour. We're going to post it up on InfoWars.com, and it reminded me of a whole bunch of other things that Gloria Steinem did, that leftists did, that Miley Cyrus just did, coming out and praising abortion and sexualizing it like it's sexy and fun. And so for the last 45 minutes, since I saw all these new articles and videos, I've had the crew trying to find, which they haven't been able to do,
And I get it. There's just so much. I can't remember the exact headline. It's my fault. I want to say it was a Vice piece. Pretty sure it was. It was about 2 years ago. And it turned out she was an actress, but she really did it. And it's something like Vice airs piece with woman saying abortion feels good. And then it empowered her. And she's doing a fake orgasm while they're killing her baby, going, oh, yeah, oh, 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 yeah. It's so sick, man. That's what I'm saying. There's no end to these people. And so I got invited to Sundance, one of the biggest film festivals in the world, this year. And I didn't go. You couldn't pay me to go be part of Being Around Hollywood. But I did send a representative. And he was there at the highest levels of it. And he said, he came back depressed. And he said, oh, my Lord. He said, this is good and evil, period. And this guy didn't even believe in Jesus 5 years ago. I mean, people are either getting the devil or they're getting Jesus. He was like, he said, Alex, I was in all these meetings, and I was with the winners. I was with all, and then they were like, we've got to destroy people. Our job is to demoralize and to do the most horrible, sickening stuff we can. That's our orders. That's what gets paid for. And we want outrage so everyone covers the shockingness of what we're doing so that we get covered. Well, that's the cover story. No, they want the shocking evil to sear the conscience, to blacken the heart, to harden the heart, so that we can accept the great evil coming. I'm going to go to your calls. It's just that disturbing PBS documentary shows woman killing her unborn twins like it's nothing at all. Like she's going to have her toenails trimmed or something. It's a pedicure of the hands. No, manicure is the hands. A pedicure. So she's going like she's getting a wart taken off her ass. And does this woman think anybody's going to care about her when she's old? No, it's this heartless, soulless thing. And now everybody wants to be on TV. Everybody wants to be famous. There's thousands of new Netflix shows. Almost everyone I know is acting or whatever. It's all completely empty. Like, people think they exist once they get on the silver screen or once they get on TV. No, it's the most unhappy, empty group of people ever. I'm not on radio and TV to be famous. I'm here to fight these people. But that's why they always say, oh, Jones is fake. Jones is an actor. Jones doesn't mean what he's saying. No, we just got Trump elected. We're just bringing down the EU. We're just risking our lives to do this. I go out and have leftists attack me inside Beto crowds, you know, because I'm fake. You're fake. The globalists are fake. Their minions are fake, not me. And they know our audience is real and are red-blooded humans that love God. You can be brown, you can be black, you can be pink. I don't really, I guess there are some white people. Some white people are white. The point is that whether you love God or you don't love God, that's the difference. And we should just be glad we've made the decision to be with God. Doesn't matter how much money you have. Doesn't matter whether establishment elitists look down on you or whatever and all their bling. What matters is your heart and being close to God. And you see them sexualizing children, and we've got to find that. I think Paul Watson did an article about it 2 years ago. But this woman is on the abortion table acting like she's having an orgasm, killing her baby. And she talks about how wonderful it was and how great it was, hoping the system would then cast her in bigger roles if she did something evil like that. But see, that's what the Satanists do. They say, sacrifice a baby with us to prove you're in the club, to prove you're in the cult. You've all heard about black gangs, white supremacist gangs, Hispanic gangs. And the really serious gangs are like, you got to murder people for this organization before you even become a member. Yeah, you guys found it. Can we stop pretending like abortions don't feel good? God, I said 2 years ago. That was 4 years ago. Or maybe that's another one, because like I said, the propaganda is just repeated over and over again. She's on the table. They're killing her baby. And who knows if it's even real? These people are so criminal. She's like, I mean, what planet is this? And you're like, you know, it's pretty obscene you're acting like this. I'm just repeating what they're doing. Now, there it is. I come really hard when I get an abortion. And it's not just because I'm killing a baby. There's actually nerve centers in the back of the uterus that can be stimulated through regular intercourse. Wow, they're fetishizing killing babies. The only way to achieve that kind of orgasm is to visit a clinic and have my vagina speculated and scooped out like the bottom of a Ben and Jerry's pint on me night. Ooh, that's so satanic, man. It's me time. I'm going to scoop that baby out. See, you guys think I'm joking about this. I've been around it later. Oh, you found it. You found it. Okay, so let's go back. Holy Toledo. In fact, print it all. Just print it all. You have to understand, folks, I didn't get around Satanists that are in trailer parks killing their dog when they're taking LSD so they can see demons, which, by the way, do pop up when you kill your dog. They demand really bad stuff. I fell into real Satanists, okay, you know, with helicopters and mansions for not very long. I was never part of it. They just wanted me in it. So that's why I tell you that I've told you Anderson Cooper behind the scenes in his own house walks around his house going, and now you've seen him do it on TV. You have to experience devil worshipers to know them. But let's just go back to this lady, because they've got shows saluting abortion, saying how good it feels, how wonderful it is. It's everywhere. So let's go back. Can we stop pretending, and this was on Vice, abortions don't feel good. So let's go back and read her talking about scooping her baby out and having an orgasm. Because, see, I remember something like that, and I say it, and I go, you know what? Let's actually show you, because I don't want you thinking that came out of my brain. I come really hard when I get an abortion. It's not just because I'm killing a baby. There's actually nerve centers in the back of the uterus that can be stimulated through regular intercourse. The only way to achieve that kind of orgasm is to visit a clinic and have my vagina speculated and scooped out like the bottom of a Ben and Jerry's pint of meanite. It's dangerous but liberating, like the adrenaline rush from base jumping or Snapchatting nudes to a coworker. In the final equation, they give their children to the fires of Moloch and Baal, just as the scripture tells us. An interdimensional transmission controls them. And when you see the entities controlling them, they're fallen, they're evil. And you're like, why are they doing this? And it's because their spirit never truly touched God. But for some, it's even worse. Some commit the ultimate sin and feel the Holy Spirit and are given a vision of the next level and refuse it to engage in interdimensional sex with the demons. Oh, yeah, when you're killing your kid and you know you're doing a ritual, you get fully...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740.
800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
One thing, the future. That means our children. Now again, I saw a video last hour of PBS with a woman celebrating killing her babies. And selling it as a woman's right. But now the left says, no, it's a sacrament to Satan. It's not a joke to freak out conservatives. It's their coming out. So I mentioned a few years ago, I saw a Vice piece where the woman's having orgasms, killing her baby, and they sexualize it, and the people in the room are all getting off and all have demonic looks on their faces, like Governor Cuomo, when they signed that bill to kill babies after they're born, look like, you know, that he, again, was in ecstasy. Because if you hadn't been around Satanists, I mean real hardcore ones, folks, you don't know what to look for. But now the way they're running around, it's damn obvious, isn't it? Back when we put the trillionaire globalist up on screen, please. We put the CNN host, Anderson Cooper, the Vanderbilt uncloaking, showing him his real face, and they're going to do it more and more because they don't know what to do. And I'm explaining. They want to kill your children. This isn't Salem's Lot, a Stephen King movie. This is real. And I'm going to explain something about Stephen King. I'm getting ready to come out against Stephen King. I'm getting ready to come out against them all. Stephen King puts stuff in his books and things he says that unless you've actually been in this stuff, you wouldn't know about. What a piece of crap. They're all pieces of crap. And they're all slaves to the devil. All right, I said I'd go to your calls and I apologize. I just want everybody to really decide which side they're on right now. Because I literally have flashbacks. In my flashbacks, I see one article celebrating abortion, and my brain goes, and like 100 things flood in, and I'm just like, oh, God, oh, yeah. Systematic enemy attack, you know, we got to fight them. And it's like, I don't just know, I know. I was noticing on the Joe Rogan show last week that he had a guest on, I saw the clip, I forget what's got, but they're like, Jones said on your show 3 years ago that there'd be a $100 trillion Green New Deal global tax, and AOC just said $100 trillion announced it. How did he know that? Because it's the UN runs it. I mean, do people just think I'm saying all this? Imagine. You just want to date some hot girl in high school, and you find out her family and a bunch of other rich people all act like this behind the scenes. These people are crazy. By the way, that's just step one. I mean, you don't want to see what these kids see, man. You don't want to see what these people see. It's bad, man. I went around the edge of it. I never was involved in any of it. And let me tell you something. When I wasn't involved in it, you think Stephen King writes books, folks. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of stuff going on around here people aren't ready to deal with. You think things like Nosferatu is just a German movie? It's not a movie, folks. That's freaking Nosferatu on your screen right there, and you can see him right there, boy. That's a one evil son of a bitch. And I swear on the altar of God, eternal resistance to these people. We will break them. Not because we want their power, but because we're going to get them out of the way of the children. And they are going to pay for what they've done. And we're not going to back down, and we're not going to submit to them anymore. You understand that, you chicken neck demon? These are the weak people that serve Satan. They become completely turned over to a spirit of evil. And I just thank Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that the enemy tried to recruit me. And every time they tried to recruit me, they failed. The power, the sex, the money, all of it, the threats, the intimidation. I am beyond their grasp now. But children aren't. And that's why these demons come after our children. And if we'll just pray against Anderson Cooper, and if we'll just pray against the enemy, God will break them, not us. Vengeance belongs to God, but we, in many cases, are the dagger which God will plunge into their metaphysical heart. I want to explain that. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Vengeance is mine, but who says God doesn't use vehicles? But God is a God of free will. God doesn't trick you. And God doesn't give you jobs you can't complete. You may tell God, I'm completely turned over to you. I'm ready to die for the truth. I'm ready to do whatever it takes. And God will say, all right, let's give you a test. Let's see how much you can handle. Let's put this much weight on you. You didn't handle it? No more weight. But when you start handling the weight, God starts piling it on and on and on and on. And as the weight piles on, your interdimensional sight opens like pressure when you're doing a deep dive. And the threat isn't how deep you go. He said, if you ever try to go back to the surface, you're no longer a person of that. You don't stare into the abyss and come back from where you were. When you stare into the abyss as a conscious being, you don't become fallen like these vehicles, like these automatons, like these avatar flesh bags, like this particular, well, the richest men on earth. But you don't ever come back. And I think that's something you need to know, ladies and gentlemen. You don't ever come back. As Glenn Danzig said, it's a long way back from hell. And do you really want to cross that line? Do you want to take a life? But you see, you don't need to fear he who can take the life, but he who can take the soul. So just remember, if you want some intergalactic space junk trash to run your life, if you want to be Anderson Cooper, then you can join the dark side. But if you want the keys to eternity and the keys to things that the eye has not seen, the ear has not heard, you must reject the devil and all of his minions and all of his pimps and all of his pomps and all of his enforcers and all of them. And that doesn't mean that you give up who you are. The truth is, God will show you who you are. But until you've crossed those bridges, until you face those demons, you're never going to have God open the gates up for you. And once you've seen into heaven, you'll never know why people didn't join God. It's extremely painful. And I'll tell you, you will feel very pathetic and weak in the presence of God. You will feel unending power and understanding and explosive will. But you yourself in God's presence will feel incredibly dirty. The truth is, someone close to God has unlimited power over these devil worshipers. But once you're in the presence of God, like it says in Revelation, the saints take the crowns off. They throw them down. Because God's consciousness and all the secrets of the universe is so big, it's pathetic.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.